We're joined by one of the people who's supposed to sort this out. Congressman Barney Frank, a Massachusetts Democrat, is chair of the House Financial Services Committee. Congressman, welcome. What are you going to do?
I expect that the House will, this week, take the essence of the proposals that the Treasury Department with the Federal Reserve's participation has made and add them to the pending housing bill. We have a very important housing bill, which will also have the improved regulation of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and send it to the Senate, and I think they'll pass it and send it to the president by the end of the week.
What about risk to taxpayers here? Isn't that something people are a little concerned about, exposing taxpayers to huge obligations?
The problem is that the markets, I think, have reacted excessively about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the damage to taxpayers, to the economy, would be much greater if we didn't do anything.
Congressman, you said, if I may, you said earlier, people are more afraid of this situation than they should be. But the stock market is absolutely rocked by this. People lucky enough to still have any money don't know where to put it. How bad are things, and what are you saying to the American people about how they should look at this?
They should look at things in their fundamentals. Look, the market over time is a reasonable measure of value. On any given day, it can be subject to hysteria. And I guess implicit what you're saying is, well, the stock market knows best. No, it doesn't always know best. Now, what we are saying is the federal government will now say to people, look, don't have these excessive fears about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for two reasons. One, in the short term, we will advance money, but we don't think it's really needed. And we are correcting the conditions that led to this problem. And that's very important. In this same bill that we're dealing with, we're going to have the Federal Housing Administration get back to the role it used to have of being the place where people go for mortgages. Under the Bush administration, it dwindled. The Federal Housing Administration doesn't give these bogus mortgages. It doesn't give you mortgages without knowing how much money you make. We're also going to be improving the regulation of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So what we're saying to people is, look, things are not as bad as people thought, and the market seems now to be understanding that. We are taking very concrete steps to make it less likely that these kind of crises will occur, because you're not going to see these kind of subprime mortgages infecting the economy.
We just heard from Gretchen Morgenson of the New York Times. She says much of the blame for the mess here goes to negligent regulators. Wouldn't that include the House Financial Services Committee?
No. I have to say, when you come with preconceptions, as you appear to do, you don't always get the analysis right. In 1994, Congress passed, the last time the Democrats were in power, the Homeowners Equity Protection Act. It gave the Federal Reserve the authority to ban many of the mortgages that led to the problems. Unfortunately, when the Republicans were resistant to doing some of this, and it was the ideology of the deregulators that was the problem, but Greenspan had the authority. If Greenspan had done 10 years ago what Bernanke is doing today, you would not have had as much of a problem. Secondly, with regard to the House Financial Services Committee, in April of 2007, several months after I became the chairman, the House passed the bill that just passed the Senate yesterday to increase the regulatory powers over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So we also passed the bill last year to improve the ability of the FHA to offer alternative mortgages. So we have been trying to do this. Now, there have been some problems with the Senate, with the general inability of the Senate to act these days on things. But this has been a problem, as I said, of the conservative philosophy of never regulate.
The chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts. Congressman, I stand corrected on your committee, and thank you.
You're welcome.